Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 635. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, is probably going to make some noise. He's been meowing a lot. He's over by the window. I don't know what his deal is. I guess he's upset with me. I'm recording this on Sunday morning right before I end up posting it, which is a bit odd. I tried recording one yesterday, but I fucked up the recording. And, which I guess good that I'm recording it anyway today after it was kind of a boring one. I droned on. I've still been, getting over being sick as, I think it was actually bronchitis because it appears that's what everybody at work was, coming down with. And I've been hacking up mucus just nonstop. It's not been pretty. It's not been pretty. Just all kinds of just gallons at this point since I've been sick, like hacking it up through my throat, blowing it out my nose. Mainly it's just blood coming out now at this point, bursting blood vessels as Agent Mulder here is trying to chime in as he's underneath my chair and whatnot. But I guess the big news for the week is, I went and saw the Blues for the first time this season. And they had a fantastic game. That might be the best game I've gone and see. It's now the third game that I've been to, and they've won, which I was concerned. I've been to five altogether. And the first two games I went to, they lost. I was like, oh, shit, am I a liability for the team here? Do I need to stop going to games? Of course, years had passed in between the first two games, and and then the third game, there was quite a bit of time, or about a year, is in between that. Last season, I went to two games. I'm already at least going to two games this year, but I plan on going to like several this year. So, now that I feel like I'm not this weight on the team. And I'm forcing them to lose. I feel that I can safely go to games now. last night was fucking killer, man. It was killer. I only bought one thing while there as far as merchandise is concerned. I got a beanie that's real, got the ball on top, and it's super thick, man. It is a fucking warm-ass beanie. It'll be good on those days where it's like way below freezing. It'll be real nice, but I definitely didn't need to wear it last night. It was pretty warm. And just wearing it briefly, I was like, oh, shit, my ears are already and head are burning up. This is unneeded now. I didn't walk away buying a jersey or anything too ridiculous, so I'm pretty happy with that. It was only $30 for the hat. I came close to buying a fleece blanket. I thought it would be cool to, like, throw on the new sofa, but I did not do that, because right now I throw moving blankets on the sofa. I figured the blanket would look nicer and whatnot, but, I walked away with just having... the old hat, as Agent Mulder's wanting to come up here and hang out now. He's going to say hi some more, I guess. What's up, buddy? Anyway, we had a good time with my friend John from work, and we went up to the old game. And this is, normally I like to take the Metrolink to get up there to avoid having to, deal with the parking up there. Mainly, I don't like, leaving the game. That can be, rough when, like, everybody's leaving all at the same time. And hopping on the Metro, man. if you hop on at Shrewsbury there and then take it all the way to the Enterprise Center, it's like about a 40-minute trip. So, a bit time-consuming. So I definitely saved some time as, oh, no, 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 no. Oh, buddy, you're messing with the recording. You can be up here, just don't lay on the keyboard. Not on the keyboard, okay? Not on the keyboard. I don't know what you were doing there. It looks like it's still recording. Son of a bitch. Anyway, please don't rub the microphone either. yeah, but normally I do the Metro stuff. This, ow. Don't try to bite. Anyway, I normally do that, but this time I did the added parking on with the ticket and went parked at the St. Louis Public Library parking lot. And it was just a couple blocks, I would say, from the Enterprise Center. It wasn't too bad, too much of a walk. And leaving wasn't really that bad. I was pretty excited about leaving. I thankfully avoided spending, like, John showed up like pretty early. Like, I wasn't sure how, I thought we could only show up like an hour early at the parking lot, so I didn't want to get up there too soon. So he showed up here at 3. The game started at 6. And so we went ahead and left a little after 3 up here. And I was like, yeah, it's, we hit up Wally's first and got some brisket sandwiches from there. And, you know, I was just like, yeah, I don't want to get up there too soon. So to kill time, I went and drove over to Guitar Center because I saw that they did have the Dave Grohl guitar. You know, I know there's the whole... some bad news coming out about Dave here lately and him having the secret love child. But, man, that is a sweet guitar, and I knew that they had one in stock. I was like, you know, pretty confident I won't actually buy it if it's there. But, like, I went up there with John, and he's not into music really at all. Never, like, played any music or anything. I mean, he likes, you know, some music, but... anyway, a guitar store was very foreign to him, but I went there, and then I didn't see it on the walls. I was like, man, where's this fucking guitar at? And then I asked one of the employees there about it, and he's like, oh, yeah, well, we got one, but the neck's fucked up on it. I was like, oh, like, I'm kind of relieved. I'm not going to make any horrible decisions leaving here today. I went over there and I did check it out. He pulled it off the wall. It was like in the side where they had, I guess, damaged stuff or just like used things and kind of hit. I mean, it was all the way in the back and like hanging on the wall. I was like, oh man, it was beautiful in person. I didn't actually pick it up, but I was like, oh, I think I hope we'll try it. But like, you know, I'm not gonna buy that for a fucking... Man, don't eat that. Don't eat that. Just eating everything. anyway. Yeah. Oh, kitty cat. You are a handful. anyway, there was... Yeah. I immediately saw the damage on the neck, which was... fairly significant. It was at the top of the neck and a big old gash that was probably a good 2-3 inches in length on the neck. It wasn't like a ding. It was a gash into the neck. Now, I don't know that it went into the wood, if it was just in the finish. But either way, this is a Chinese made, I believe it's made in China, Epiphone. And it's a $1,300 guitar. They didn't even knock off $200 for it. Not worth, in my opinion, not worth buying that guitar with that kind of damage on it. You know, perhaps it could get repaired. I don't think it would be worth repairing it for that. I don't know how much a repair on that would cost. Either way, man, it was a bit saddening to see that on that guitar. And, you know, I might consider that on a Gibson, especially if, you know, they had knocked it down quite a bit. And, you know, if I thought it wasn't really into the neck per se, like the wood, to where you could just maybe sand down the finish a little bit and maybe get that out a little bit. But, I mean, it was a significant damage to the neck. And, man, I was like, maybe, you know, I should play it. I should play it just to get a feel for it. And I was like, just walk away, dude. Just walk away. Let's just walk away. Because I figured there's a good chance I might make a bad decision at the game, too, about buying a jersey or something. I'm like, I don't need to be spending all this goddamn money. So I feel like I dodged a bullet there. It doesn't look like they have one at the Bridgeton Guitar Center as well, but I'm nowhere near that right now. So, and I don't plan on going for a drive anytime soon. But, man, it was... It was nice seeing that in person. Like, I thought I'd, you know, with the whole Dave Grohl news, I thought, you know, I'm fine. I don't need this guitar now. But when I saw it in person, man, that six-in-line headstock and everything was like, oh, it looks so much nicer than my Noel Gallagher one, which I'm not, again, not a big Noel Gallagher fan. You know, I like some Oasis songs, but I could give a shit less. I just... like the look of the guitar mainly, and then like it's cool to play, but there's some definitely downsides to it. I would like to have that 6-in-line headstock. I feel like the tuning stability would be much better. But yeah, man, it was that was definitely. I walked out of Guitar Center feeling like, oh, you know what, I kind of dodged a bullet on that one. I am going to possibly buy a new practice amp too, which I thought about looking to see if they had there, but then I was like, let's go to the fucking game. Let's stop dicking around here. I don't think John liked being in a guitar store anyway. So I was like, let's just fucking get out of here before I start making dumb decisions. And, yeah, I managed to survive that. But, yeah, hey, it killed some time. We got up to the parking lot not too long before 5, and we were able to actually, like, park in there. So it worked out. It worked out. And but I feel like I've also realized, like, ooh, shit, now that I've experienced, like, just I had the feeling, the itch, like, seeing that, like, ooh, yeah, I need to scratch that itch. Like, that's a problem. I thought, like, I was, like, cool in a place with guitars right now to where I didn't need to scratch the itch anymore. And I was wrong. I was wrong. I guess the first step in the road to recovery is first admitting you have a problem, and I realize I have a problem. I have this addiction to guitar gear. Guitars and whatnot. But yeah, I might be getting the Positive Grid Spark 2 amp, which I can get brand new. They cost like $300, but there's deals where you can get it like $250, possibly lower and stuff. So it's not a $1,300 guitar. It's not that dramatic. but still some money, you know. But I mean, I like the fact that you can use an app on your phone to control the thing, and then they've got people that upload their own tones, mimicking like Tony Iommi or Tom Morello, what have you. And they have now the AI feature, which you can tell it to go like, I want a bright, crunchy tone, just whatever. I want a metal tone. I want a death metal tone. You know. Whatever, and it'll do stuff, which I'm not a fan of AI much, but I don't use ChatGPT and all that bullshit. And I hate the fact that when I do a Google search that it's using AI and that is the top results are fucking AI-based. It's fucking annoying. But I like the fact that it has, like, there's a looper in it. And in the new Spark, the old Spark, well, there's several Sparks, but I guess none of the other Sparks have like a looper and whatnot. And I feel like they don't need the AI shit. But yeah, I mean, you can model all kinds of different amps and everything, which is without the use of using effects pedals and stuff, which I think is cool, but I'm still going to keep all my effects pedals. I'm a fan of that. I'm not getting rid of my Fender Champ. But I am also like thinking doing it because I'm kind of lazy. The fact that I have all my guitar amp and effects set up in the other room. And if I had another amp in here, I wouldn't have to change rooms. I could play guitar amped up in multiple rooms. It's like, oh, today I feel like playing it in here. While watching TV, and I could hook it up to the amp. I'm hoping, too, that this one's not quite as loud as the Fender Champ. To where that just to get any sound out of it, you have to just get it way too loud for, say, the neighbors. Because like, as soon as I turn that thing up to where you can hear it, it's already too loud. I feel like maybe it wouldn't be so bad with a 50-watt amp as opposed to the 100-watt amp that I use. But I don't know. It could already be too loud. I mean, I'm just used to playing in headphones. I think the deal is I should probably buy new headphones because these headphones are shot to shit. I only have like one decent pair of headphones and they're biting the dust as we speak. As Agent Mulder is getting ready to bite my fucking leg. Anyway, that was a digression there about guitars and my fucking habit is I'm just like itching still thinking about just seeing that guitar. But you know, as soon as I did see that neck damage, it was like, oh, there was no fucking way I was going to buy that, which I was like, oh, fucking A, my savior, my sponsor is, neck damage. that's my, guitar addiction sponsor was the neck damage. Like going, yo, you don't need this. You're better than this. Anyway, the game, back to the game. Oh, holy shit. Yeah. I was decked out for the game. I had my Bennington jersey with the cup on it, the cup patch, and the Blues hat. I need to get some Blues underwear too. That'd be good. Get some just boxers with Louis on it. Just go full head to toe. Maybe some pants. Some Blue Notes. Anyway, that might be a bit far, but I had blue jeans on. They were blue, you know. Everybody like Guitar Center. You going to the game tonight? Fuck yeah, going to the game. You know, and you can tell. You know, when somebody's walking around in a hockey jersey, you can usually assume, and it's game night. And they're, you know, going in the direction of St. Louis. You'll be like, you going to the game? Yeah, fuck yeah. It's like, everybody's like, fuck yeah. You know, it's exciting. It's an experience just that. I'm like, yeah. Which I was concerned. I wasn't sure how great I was going to be at the game because I've been sick as shit. And hell, when I recorded this podcast yesterday, it was a couple hours before we left. And my voice was way worse. Last Monday and Tuesday, I couldn't speak at all. It was like, I sounded like a sand person from Star Wars. And, like, it would have been like, welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. Like, had I tried to talk, do it then. So I guess like, timing wise, it has worked out in my advantage here, in my favor. But. But that being said, yeah, we went to the game, you know, we got in there and, the only downside say about the game is like, I just bought the cheapest seats possible. I didn't realize too, I bought it at the very top. Like this is probably the worst seats I've ever had to a game, but there's really no like horrid seats really. I mean, the worst part probably about the seats is there was a wall right next to the right of me. That was like kind of fucking with my vision. I had to lean forward a good chunk of the game to like get away from the wall. But I mean, we had as far top as you could be. But it was like $47 a ticket for a Saturday game. I mean, that's cheap. you know, so I can't complain too much. They were cheap tickets, but man, it was I couldn't bitch about the game. Like I was thinking, like, man, maybe I need to go to the box office and just see about upgrading some tickets. So I think the day of game, you can upgrade tickets and, you know, fairly cheap, maybe get better deals. Cause I mean, obviously not every seat in the place was sold out. But you know, we stayed there. I mean, the game was already starting by the time I realized that it was shitty seats. I came to grips with quickly with once the game started, it didn't really matter that the seats were the worst seats in the place. we had full view of the game. I mean, you can hear everything. There's really not a whole, even, you know, cheapest seats in the place. You're in the you know, I really wish, one thing I really wish though, going to like live event like that, sporting event, is I really love hearing the broadcast announcers, like when you watch a game on TV or just hearing on radio. I think it would be great to hear the announcers, to have some announcers in the game, like in the arena there in the Enterprise Center, to hear that. And I think that makes the game far more entertaining. I mean, it's still fucking great seeing the game, but you know, I'd hear Bacchus hasn't been on the team in a while. Like Shen to Thomas, you know, or whatever, you right wing to center, short, you know, and like go. I don't want to yell too loud. I don't want my neighbors to hear me. It's like 9 a.m. right now. I don't need to be yelling. They probably already think weird of me. They don't need me yelling at 9 a.m. in the morning. Anyway. I mean, yeah, it was a fucking great game. Like, John was, man, he gets a little negative, and he was all worrisome at the beginning of the game because they played the Hurricanes last night, Carolina Hurricanes. And Carolina scored very early on in the first period. It was all Canes in that first period. They had shot 19 shots on goal as opposed to the Blues, like 4 shots on goal in the first period. I mean, they won the shot battle throughout the game. It was like they overshot the Blues by quite a bit. I want to say it was like 40-something shots, like 19 or something. I like the box score earlier. Sounds like there's probably a fire or something going on. Anyway, I'm pretty sure it's not in this building. It sounds like they're going away, so we should be all right. Anyway, yeah, that first period, I mean, they scored early. And John was like, oh, dude, I don't feel good about this game. And I mean, to be fair to him, I mean, Carolina was just, they kept it on the Blues side of the ice and just kept shooting on goal and just didn't seem like the Blues had much energy that first period. And then the second period came. I was like, telling him, like, dude, it's a long game. It's a long game. And I did drink a little bit. I had, 2 Angry Orchards over the course of the game, but it was like early in the periods, like the before the game started, I started drinking one, finished by first period, and then I had one more at the second period, and that was it. So I had water after that, so I was sober by the time we drove out of there. I felt good about that. Do not want to drive drunk all the way from St. Louis to Washington. Not that I want to drive drunk anyway, but definitely don't want to fuck up my car and my life. Anyway, but yeah, the second period, man, that's when shit started to really happen. The Blues fucking came alive, and that whole Enterprise Center was just fucking nuts as soon as the Blues started scoring that second period. And by the end, like the end of the second period, man, it was, the Blues were up 3-1. And, I mean, the first two goals they scored were like within like a minute or two apart. And it was just bam, bam. And then they had the lead. And then 3-1 going into the second period. And then Carolina did come back a bit in the third period. They tied it up. They scored two goals in the third. And then the Blues, of course, scored one more. And just fucking, the place was going nuts. And there was some fights throughout the game. Like, these are two teams that seem to not like each other. The Blues did have, though, they were outshot by Carolina. They had far more hits than Carolina. And I was excited about that. I was like, let them know you're here. That's right. Let them know whose house you're in. And actually, one of the funniest things I heard in the game was a guy that had been drinking. This is like before the Blues had taken the lead, I think. The Blues got called for a hooking penalty. And it got real quiet. And I just hear one guy yell out, "The only one that's hooking here is your mom." It was just so great. Like, the timing of this fucking yell, too, was fantastic. But it just sounded like something like you'd hear in a movie, like in, like, fucking Waterboy or something. Obviously not about hockey, but Waterboy. I don't know. I wasn't expecting to hear that when the hooking penalty. The only one that's hooking is your mom. I mean, it's... I'm sure he's not the first person to yell that out at a game, but it was my first time hearing that yelled out at a game. Which I'm known to cuss and whatnot at the game. And, you know, there's children there. Like, thankfully, I had only had two Angry Orchards in a long period of time. So I wasn't, like, I might have had a slight buzz for a little bit, but, I mean, I wasn't, like, yelling obscenities. Sometimes I can get a little crazy at those games. that was some funny shit, though, when that dude yelled that. And there was some there was like a crew of dudes that were all dressed as refs. Like, I'm not sure where they were. They weren't by us, but like, they were like all decked out in referee gear. They had the helmets and everything. One dude had like a long-haired mullet, and it was just like, it looked cool in the hockey helmet and all dressed like a ref. But I'm thinking, man, the rest of the year you're looking like that. It's not so much cool. Kind of cool at a hockey game, but the rest, like, you're normal today. Like, you probably look like, oh man, I gotta wonder, like, you know, maybe you should go with a different look. But at the hockey game, like, this works out. Hopefully, you're going to get a lot of games. But that group refs looked pretty fun, and the camera kept finding them and just like them partying. I mean, there was a big group. There was like, shit, there was a problem, maybe even like eight of them together, a bunch of dudes just refs as refs. And there was like a bachelorette party like over by us that they ended up going on Jumbotron, but like, we were just a bit off to the right of them. That we were not on the Jumbotron. But of course, we were in the fucking top corner. We were stuck in the corner. oh, shit. As I'm still like coughing, I'm going to have to like pause for a second. Shit. Oh, a little bit better. I cleared out my throat. Whew. Anyway, yeah, while I was there, I did eat some food. There was a place called Farm Truck over by our seats that I ended up eating at. And first initially seeing it, they had this brisket mac, which I was like, oh, I mean, I had the brisket at Wally's. I think I'm going to pass on brisket. But then I waited until this beginning of the second period before I was like, all right, I'm going to get some food, because I already thought about it. And I saw some girl walk by with a burger. I was like, ooh, that looks pretty good, that burger. But then she'd gotten it from the farm truck. And then I was like looking at it, and I just ended up deciding to go with the brisket mac, which was really good. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do that brisket mac. And it was with like the mac and cheese with like white cheddar. And then over the mac and cheese, they had crumbled Red Hot Riblet chips, and which was really good. And then threw the brisket over the top of that. And it was like $18. I mean, all the food's going to cost you a bit, of course, at the Enterprise Center. You know, you expect that going to a game, that prices on things are going to be a little bit more expensive. Which is why, you know, we hit up Wally's and had a little bit of food there. So it wasn't quite as expensive. I was like, you know what? I got to have a little bit of food here. And it wasn't that big of a portion, too. So I'm glad that we ate a little bit before going. But, man, that food was... it was top-notch. The farm truck, brisket mac. I would recommend. I would highly recommend that if you're at the game and you want to have some good eats. Fantastic. And the Red Hot Riblets over the mac and cheese was pretty tasty. I'm not a, you know, I'll eat the chips, but I know there's some people that just absolutely love those. But it was a nice little, add a little crunch to the mac and cheese and a little bit of a kick, you know, a little bit of spice, which I'm a fan of some spice. I don't want to shy away from some spice. And it was a nice little pickup to that. And the brisket was awfully tasty too. You know, I'm a fan of good brisket. But yeah, man, that was a fun time. John and I are talking about going to the game on November 9th. They're playing the Capitals. That's another Saturday game. Probably going to get tickets for that one here within the next couple of weeks. Probably going to spend a little bit more money on the tickets, though. Get some closer seats. I might talk to Shelly, see if what his opinions are about getting better deals. Or like, anyway, and what like best seats are. Because, I mean, there's a lot of variance in price from the seats. And I'm not really sure how all the sections work and why some seats are, you know, 200 and some are like 100 when they seem to be kind of on the same level. I don't know if there's like different amenities at these different areas. I'm just not real aware of all the different sections of like what the dealio is. Why some seats are considered better than others, you know? But that being said, yeah, we should be going back to a game at least then. I know I've got tickets to go. I was going to go with Shelly to the Star Wars night on January 3rd. We got a little while before then. That's a couple months away. I mean, October's almost over at this point, but we got a little while before that hits in. Like a good while. That was a fun time. That was a fun time, and I feel like I did feel a lot better, like once, like getting to the game and just maybe yelling at people at the game, just yelling, let's go Blues. I heard that all night in my head. Like I heard the burr, 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 the horn and just the let's go Blues. It was like just reverberating in my head, and it played out like, I brought some of the luck to the Blues. From the Blues game, I brought it back home with me. I mean, I didn't win the Powerball last night, unfortunately, but my crew, we did play in Call of Duty. We were able to come up with... I played two rounds of Warzone last night on Resurgence, and we got back-to-back dubs. I mean, that doesn't happen much when I'm playing, and it was pretty exciting. Pretty exciting for all of that. It's funny to me because John, who I went with the game, like we play Call of Duty a lot together. He was not on. He had to drive. Like I drove. He drove over to here, which he lives over in Owensville, and it's like a 40-minute drive from here. He drove here, and then I drove to the game. And so when we came back, he had to drive to Owensville still, so I was able to get onto Call of Duty while the rest of our crew was still in the shit. And John didn't get on, I don't think, at all last night. Without John, we had gotten two back-to-back wins. And I had gotten on Friday night with my buddy Rob from work, and we had gotten a win on duos. So I've gotten, which here lately I haven't been getting a whole lot of wins. But John gives me shit all the time when we play Call of Duty for sucking ass. constantly riding me about just sucking ass. And for being old. what's really funny, too, is John just got a 14-day ban for a voice chat ban. And, you know, they never tell you what exactly you said as to why you get the ban. They say, you know, that a lot of what they say is bullying, which I give them shit for. It's probably because of how you fucking talk to me and Rob on there. Give us so much shit. And, I don't know what he said this last time, but we had the ban was off for like a day or two when he got banned yet again Friday for a 30-day ban. A fucking 30-day ban. To get around it, like, we'll still chat, but he's on PlayStation. I play on PC, but most of our peeps play on PlayStation. So to get around it, to still talk to him, we'll start a PlayStation group, and I can do that via my phone and route it through the soundboard, and so I can still chat in the group chat on the PlayStation. Also, I can still do the voice chat on Call of Duty. It's kind of handy to do that in case, like, Rob plays on Xbox. So I'm still able to talk to Rob. I'll be like the one person that can talk to Rob. But it's fucking funny. Like, John was so pissed about getting banned yet again on Call of Duty. And he's just like, fuck this game, fuck this game. And then I got home last night and then got fucking two back-to-back dubs with the crew. And then I had to message him about it. I was like, hey, dude, we just got two back-to-back dubs on Resurgence. And it was the only two rounds that I played with the crew, you know? It was just like, I mean, I wasn't the kill leader. Gavin got the most kills. He had like 13 one round, like 10 or 11 the other. So, I mean, he was the MVP of those rounds, I would say. But I had like the last round too, I think I had possibly the second most kills. I had like 7 kills. One round I had 7 kills. The other one I had 6. Dustin was pretty high in the kill count too, so I think he might have been above me. He might have had like 9 or so. I mean, we were dominating. We were dominating. But then when I messaged John about it, he's like, yeah, you guys just had easy lobbies because I wasn't in there. To be fair, though, John is... he usually has high kills. He's not the best at teamwork, though. He tends to just run off his own, not say, like, hey, let's push over here or anything like that, not do any call-outs. He's just like, hey, where the fuck were you? Like, he just runs off and just be like, where the fuck were you? And then, like, not one to, like, run to your aid or anything like that. He's always complaining about people stealing kills. Meanwhile, like, he'll fucking jump in on my shit all the time and get a lot of kills. Which I wish he would just say my assists at the end, because, like, I'll end up getting a lot of assists, but then, like, almost no kills a lot of times when I play with him. There was one round I had, like, 600 damage and 0 kills, but I know I got plenty of assists in that match, and, we came in like 2nd or something. It was just him and I and like playing duos. And, you know, I was able to keep us in that match too, though, you know, and he wouldn't respect that. But like while he was dead at one point, I hid in a bathroom and just laid down and waited for him to come back. Like, we wouldn't have been able to get in that final circle with that last team had I not been, you know, hiding in a bathroom. Wouldn't have been a thing. My hiding was, and he just, you know, doesn't respect that. You know, not everybody's a points leader. You got to have that, you got to have the medic on the team. You got to have the assist champ. I'm looking forward to Black Ops coming out next week. I'm excited to see what they've, all the changes they made to zombies. And, you know, I was a big fan of the original Black Ops. The first couple Black Ops, the one and two. I mean, that was back when I was like, when the first Black Ops came out, that was probably when I was most into Call of Duty. Like, I played a fair amount now, but back then, man, I was playing Call of Duty like hours every fucking night. I wasn't, it was all multiplayer. Warzone was years away from being a thing. But I was playing Call of Duty fucking all the time. It was, you know, not that far after World at War had come out. I think World of War came out, I believe the original Modern Warfare came out, which I had played that one a fair amount. But then when I got my PlayStation 3, I got World at War. And I was playing that one all the fucking time. And then I think Modern Warfare 2 came out, the original Modern Warfare 2. And I played that one a lot too, but then Black Ops, that was another world, because like World of War was like my favorite Call of Duty of all time. And it was Treyarch that did that one, and of course they did all the Black Ops. And that first Black Ops, that one was fucking amazing. I remember going to Walmart at the midnight release for Black Ops. This is when I first moved into Jackman's house. When I was in what would become the Slapbox bunker. It wasn't the bunker just yet because we hadn't started the podcast. Because this was in 2011. This is the... or 2010, rather. I had to look that up. Was it 2010? Because 2010. Yeah, 2010 was like when I first moved in there. November 2010. Yeah, I just moved in. I moved in that October, if I remember correctly. So I had been there very briefly at that point. And, so I went and got that game, the physical copy at Walmart at midnight. And I had to work the next morning. I stayed up and played a few rounds, if I remember correctly. So I stayed up pretty late back then, but you gotta figure I was a much younger man at that point. This was 14 years ago, so I was still like 20, 29. I was in my 20s. I still in my 20s. Oh, that's going to bring a tear to my eye. But I got that Black Ops, and it came with a bandana, which I want to say I have somewhere. I don't think I got rid of it. At least if I did, it was unintentional. But I don't know what I ever fucking did with that. again, it was 14 years ago. Who knows? Who knows what happened to that? And Mouse could have torn it up because I had a bunch of stuff with thrown in boxes and that mice had gotten into. I don't know. It could have gotten thrown out at some point. The good solid chance of that. That game was, I fucking loved that game, and I would hang out, you know, just in the bunker playing that game a lot. And, I mean, the zombies back then, I mean, World of War was the first one to have zombies. And then Black Ops, you know, at that point in time, the Modern Warfare games weren't having zombies. You know, it was just the Treyarch games. And Black Ops was going on to be like the second game to have zombies. And, I mean, that was like early zombies and it was fantastic shit. That was when, Deriza and shit like came out, I think. I want to look at the, first Black Ops zombie maps. I want to say, like, did Dead Rise? I don't think Dead Rise came out before Black Ops 1. Yeah, like, I mean, Shinonuma, that's so classic. I mean, that came out on World at War, if I remember correctly. Deris or Deriza, I don't remember. I guess you might actually pronounce that Deris, the giant in German. Oh, it was in World at War. Okay, I was thinking I had played it before I had lived at Jackman. So, yeah, I guess it was. But they remade it in the Black Ops 1. That shit was good, though, man. That map was probably my favorite all time of playing zombies. And they had it, of course, in Black Ops. But there was some good shit in that Black Ops zombies stuff. I mean, they had quite a few maps. Yeah, that was just a killer time. So having, you know, another Black Ops, which by the time Black Ops 3 came out, though, I'm gonna say I had kind of been out. I played it a little bit, but I never actually owned that one. And it was kind of like at a point in time in Call of Duty's history when I started to check out a little bit. By the time like Call of Duty Ghosts came out, yeah, I hadn't played that at all. I'm hoping I have like a little bit of that old Black Ops magic. I'm hoping for a decent campaign, which those campaigns on Black Ops 1 and 2 were fantastic. Were really fantastic. And I could give a shit less for the last, what is it, 3 Modern Warfares, the remakes? Modern Warfare 2, I don't know. Modern Warfare 36, I don't know. I could give a shit less. But Black Ops harkens back to some glory days for me. But the last, like, Call of Duty to come out in my 20s. OG Black Ops. So maybe I can capture a little bit of recapture some of my youth. We shall see, though. I like what they're doing with the movement. When I played the beta, I mean, you can move. It's good for run and gun. You can fly around some shit. The sliding, slide canceling, the diving, backwards diving. Like, there's some good movement. It'll be interesting to see how that affects like Warzone too, and it'll be cool to see like some the Nuketown. I mean, I love me some Nuketown, and to have a Warzone map kind of involved with the Nuketown map. I'm excited. Anyway, yeah. So that is definitely something I am looking forward to. This is, I gotta say, I am glad that I did it fuck up the recording and had to redo this, mainly because I'm able to talk more. Like yesterday when I was recording, I had to stop a bunch of times because there was just like nonstop phlegm and whatnot, and it was just like hacking up, you know, my entire lung, and I was just not feeling it when I was recording it, and I think it definitely showed. And seeing as though the game went so well last night, I had so much fun, recording today was much better. And it just, I mean, we had a great time last night. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better game. It was a close game pretty much throughout. I mean, the Blues were up for quite a, you know, 3-1 at one point, which seemed like a pretty decent lead. And then the Canes would end up tying it back up again in the third. So, I mean, it was close until the end. And, they, you know, there was while there at the end where the Canes like pulled the goalie. And oh, I didn't mention too, the game ended in a fucking fight. There was fights like throughout the game, but the game, when it ended, there was a decent fight. Like there was like the whole team like getting at it. And it was just like, oh hell yeah, this is how a hockey game needs to end, you know, with a dub and a fight at the end, like fucking throwing down. Throwing the pads off, like, fucking, let's fucking do this, bitches. Let's fucking go. I mean, the only thing I could have asked for better with the game is better seats. I mean, that's really, that's it. that's something I wish the work would do. They do a lot of raffles on shit, like perfect attendance and whatnot. They need to do Blues games, man. What the fuck? What are they doing? Why are we not? They'll do like Battle Hawks games and shit, but, or just kind of do some deal where we can get discounts on tickets, man. Come on. Come on, people. But man, yeah, I'm definitely going to be going to several games, I think, this season. It's going to be something. I've felt pretty good about the parking situation. It was only like an extra $15, I think, added onto the ticket to get that parking spot. And again, it was fairly close. It was within just a few blocks really from the Enterprise Center. And I think it was quicker leaving doing that way than say going to the fucking Metro. Although leaving the Metro, it is easier. But again, it's like adding an extra 40 minutes. Well, sort of. Adding an extra 40 minutes because I still have to drive that way anyway. So it's probably adding an extra like 25 minutes on or something to that effect. Maybe an extra 20. This definitely doesn't take that long to drive from Shrewsbury up to the Enterprise Center. Which I should probably take a note of that next time I'm driving that way and just like figure like how long it takes to drive from Shrewsbury to there. But either way, I mean, it definitely is longer to take the Metro in a sense. If the problem with the traffic comes if there's like multiple events going on in St. Louis, like that's when it's going to become a fucking parking lot and be a real bitch to get out of. But thankfully, as far as I'm aware, the only really event that was going on last night was the Blues game, the only big event. So, I mean, getting out of there was pretty easy. Pretty easy. The hardest part was walking to the car. That took the most time. I mean, it was just, you know, a sea of people like leaving the Enterprise Center. And the parking lot was at wasn't that big a one. And it wasn't full either. So, I mean, I just by coincidence chose a good spot to park, I think. Just by random coincidence. So I really kind of lucked out there. I did get parking already for the game on January 3rd. It's not in the same parking lot. I'm not sure where exactly that one is. Hopefully, it'll be the same kind of situation. I would imagine, being in January, there's probably not any other big events going on, so it probably won't be that bad leaving there. But yeah, it's definitely... I wouldn't mind at some point going on a weeknight, but man, it's tough to go to a weeknight game and then go to work the next day. I don't really want to have to take a vacation day just because I went to a fucking game the night before. But the games are so much cheaper on the weeknights, so it's a tough call, man. It's a tough call. Yeah, that was definitely good times. Good times is just... I love going to hockey games, obviously. Past that, just thinking about like the other things that I've watched recently. I haven't watched a whole lot of like new stuff. I started watching last night, trying to get, you know, gear up for Halloween since we're just like a little over a week away, I guess, or not quite a week away, because I think it's like next Thursday, so slightly less than a week. And I was gearing up by, you know, I while passing out last night, I pulled up Halloween 3. Was it Witches? Shit. I forget the name of that one. That's the one where Michael Myers isn't in it. Something of the Witch? Season of the Witch. Yeah. Came out in 82. I was 1 year old. I was watching that one because that one's the one where Michael Myers was in Halloween 2. He's in all the other Halloweens. But at this point, they decided, you know, they didn't want Michael Myers. They wanted, like, different stories. And, in all, like, the Halloweens, they were going to do this. And I know I'd watched it, but it had been years since I watched it. And this one, there's a mask company that's, like, brainwashing people that they keep playing this fucking commercial. Shamrock Company, which I love that, you know, as someone who's born on St. Pat's and has multiple four-leaf clover tattoos. I mean, shamrocks are pretty near and dear to my heart. So, having the Shamrock Company or whatever is pretty great. But I didn't get very far in it last night. But I kind of, you know, I had forgotten a lot of it. I mean, it's probably been a couple decades since I fucking watched that film. And though I know it's like, a lot of people love that film, but I mean, it's like, you know, a lot of people don't like it. I mean, if they love some Michael Myers, they're like, what the fuck? What are you doing? Why is this a Halloween movie without Michael Myers? But I, the doctor care, character, I guess the protagonist of the film. I don't remember the character's name, but he's such a fucking womanizer. I forget. Like, this is clearly different times when they made this movie. Like, starts out, I don't think they make it initially clear when he's meeting with his kids. And I thought it was his wife, but it turns out it's his ex-wife. And he shows up and he's drinking from a flask. Just getting loaded. She's like, do you think it's a good idea? And he gets a call. He gets a page, rather, that he has to return to the hospital. And she's like, do you think it's a good idea to be, like, doctoring and drinking? He's just like, oh, what the fuck ever. And then he gets back, which, again, I didn't realize this was his ex-wife at this point. And then it gets to back to the hospital. And this other nurse, like, it's like late at night, and they just checked this guy in that was running from being killed from one of the zombies from this Shamrock factory. And the doctor's like there late at night checking this guy in or whatever, and they get him checked in. Finally, like, the nurse is like, he's telling the nurse, yeah, I'm going to take a nap in the doctor's lounge or whatever. And he's like, you should come with me. And I was like, oh boy. And then, he fucking grabs her on the ass and everything. And just like, she's like, oh, well, what the hell, you know? But then, like, it clearly made it seem like, oh, she did like it. And then he's like a little bit, after that scene, like, he's talking to some other doctor of some sort, and he fucking makes out with her. It's like, oh shit, the heroes back in 1980 were a lot different in movies. They were a lot different. Granted, it is a horror movie. It was like, oh, this guy's kind of a dick and likes to fuck around with a lot of women. He's real cocksmith, I guess. But it seemed like the one nurse, when he grabbed her ass, that it seemed that she was not into it, but also maybe kind of into it. I was just like, oh, this is... there was a lot less sexual harassment back then. It was... the movie overall, though... yeah, I don't remember it that well. I just kind of remember the masks. They have, like, the pumpkin mask, the witch mask, and, like, the skeleton mask. And the kids are, oh, they're fucking into it. They're brainwashed. So, I mean, I'll be finishing that one up in the next couple of days. Late at night when I'm, you know, popping Benadryl to help me go to sleep. As I'm dozing off, just get, you know, some good... some good murders and stuff, which that one, I don't recall there being, you know, I don't remember what the kills were. The guy in the hospital, spoiler alert, there was the zombie guy dressed in a suit, goes and kills him in the hospital. And that one was a weird kill. I feel like the rest of the kills in the movie are probably going to be along this nature. Like, he actually puts his hand over his mouth to, like, you know, suffocate him, but then he puts his fingers in his eyes and like squishes his eyes out, which seems like it'd be difficult to do. It just looked like awkward. But the funny part too, like, I guess when the movie very much like first opens and that guy that runs into the hospital, he's like evading the same guy that's trying to kill him. Or no, it's a different guy. It's a different zombie that's trying to kill him, because I think he kills that dude. That's right. For some reason, that guy's like choking him out on the ground, trying to kill him. And there's a car right behind the two of them that has cement blocks under the front of it, or at least one cement block to keep it from moving. So, because apparently this car has no brakes, it's just parked there with a cement block underneath its tire. And there's a chain on the cement block, to where he's able to just pull the cement block out while he's being choked to get the car to move, and it hits the fucking dude on top of him, strangling him, killing the guy that's like strangling him. And it's like, that is a very odd circumstance to get yourself involved in, to where you just happen to be in front of this car that apparently doesn't have brakes, that has got a cement wheel chuck that has a chain in it, just happens to have this chain to pull it out. And he is able to reach it while being choked out. It is a very strange circumstance to be able to protect yourself in that manner. I'm hoping for more classic kills like that, though, in the film. Again, I don't remember much about the film other than like the masks and that commercial that where they're brainwashing the kids and like the music to it, but man, now there's some very, very humorous stuff to the film, that unintentionally humorous, which now just some of it's just, you know, the day and age in which it was filmed that makes it somewhat humorous. I would like to go see The Terrifier 3. I mean, I don't see myself going to see it in the theater, but man, I'd like to see it, and hopefully it comes out on video before too long. It would be cool to see it in the theater, but I don't see myself going out to the theater to see it. I'm still working a lot of overtime and whatnot, but it would be a good one to see in the theater. I've heard that people have been puking and whatnot while seeing it in the theater. I don't know if that's just, you know, press drumming it up, but it's kind of exciting. I mean, was it Terrifier 1 or 2? I forgot which one, but they had the one where they just saw that woman in half. It was like pretty brutal. So I'm curious to like, to what degree like they go on this to disgust people. I fun fact, I was watching a YouTube video. I don't think I brought this up on the last podcast, but there was a YouTube video where saying all these films that had been banned in other countries, and they were all like, horror movies made in the U.S. like I Spit on Your Grave and whatnot. Evil Dead, the original Evil Dead, they said was banned in Germany for like over 30 years. And, you know, it's a pretty, I mean, as far as horror movies are concerned, it's not that, I mean, the only thing that could be a bit graphic, I guess, is when the one, I don't remember if it was sister or who it was, one of the female characters gets raped by the tree. That's a little graphic. The tree goes like up inside her. I imagine at that time that was probably pretty, pretty out there, pushing the boundary a bit. But I found it funny that Germany, of all countries, would fucking ban a horror movie for that, when just a few years later, and I commented on this guy's video about this, and he did give a like to it, but like, the most disturbing film I've ever seen, which we talked about on the podcast many a times. I was unaware of it until doing the podcast. Mark Ping,
bitch.
one of our early guests had like told Shelley and I about it, and I think we watched clips of it, at least of the maybe even the second one, while doing the show before. But like Necromantic was the film I'm referring to. The German film Necromantic came out like 6 years after the release of like Evil Dead. It came out in the 80s. It was a German film. I think at some point like it was banned, but not initially. Like the Germany was like, oh fuck yeah. And the whole premise of that movie is there's this couple where one is a street sweeper, the gentleman in this couple, and they're looking to spice up their sex life. And he finds a dead body while cleaning the streets one day and takes it home to enjoy, as like, you know, what any normal couple would do. If like, hey, you find a corpse, like, hey, the best thing to do is to take this home and experience it with my wife. Well, I don't remember if they're married or not. Maybe just, I don't know if they were that committed, but they were committed enough to fuck a corpse together. So that was something. And the most disturbing scene probably in the, I want to say it's the original, not the sequel. The original, the most disturbing scene is actually they skin a cat, which is really fucked up. Sorry, Agent Mulder. Hopefully you didn't hear that and get too upset. But, I mean, that's fucking disturbing. It looked very realistic. Anyway, yeah, that was fucked up. And then the second one is somehow even more fucked up. And the final scene on that one, like, she had killed, I guess, her lover in the original one, because she ended up preferring the corpse over him and stuff. And then I think she kills him, but like saves his head. And in the second one, the final scene, she's fucking this dude and cuts his head off while fucking him. And then like I think she ties his dick off to like to save the blood in there, and then puts like the head of her ex on top of the dude that she's fucking, the fresh corpse. She was, they all, like, it's a fucked up deal. And you used to be able to watch both of those films in all of their glory on YouTube, which is fucking insane to think now, because you can't even say like sexual assault and stuff on YouTube. Like YouTube is so censored now. But like 10 years ago, you could watch all of Necromantic on Netflix, on YouTube rather, not Netflix. But I mean, like, different times, man. Different times. YouTube used to be a lot different. Anyway, that's really all I've got. I've got to start doing my laundry and all that stuff. It is Sunday, so I got to do my shit. So, as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.